Thank you for listening to this talk, produced by the Art Gallery of South Australia.
exhibition was part of the Icon series from that is from the Jam Factory. And that is a program where almost every year the Jam Factory invite one artist to present a solo exhibition and also the opportunity to do a monograph book. So part of that solo exhibition tours them around the country. pleasing brush painting from the age of 6 onwards. And so really that was my formal training in art. And all my work really doesn't work with colour, in part because everything that we had to do was with ink, black and white ink. That was the most important. If we added colour to anything, it had to be added colour to black, except for flowers. And so I see very tonally. very specific type of white glass that I get from the States. It's extremely opaque, almost the most opaque glass there is. And I grind that up into a powder and then I mix it with water. And then with water, almost like a hose, I'm pushing the powder across the surface of the glass. So I'm using water like a paintbrush, creating those marks with water. And so it's quite a fast process. And to get it correct, you have to be in the right state of mind, like we had to do the mixing the ink and the meditation before making the first stroke in our Sudoku painting. And so once I'm in that state of mind, then it is about that balance of finding the tension between the control of you as the maker, as the artist, and letting the material express itself. So it can't be overworked. And so once I'm happy with that, with the result, that then would take multiple times, then I let the water to dry and the water evaporates. So the evaporation of the water takes about a day. I was actually at the studio very late last night because the weather has changed. and then once that's dry, then I have to be happy with the evaporation lines. And if you look up into this piece, you can see those evaporation lines in the work. Then if I'm happy with that, then it goes into the kiln. It goes up to about 668 degrees. And so I'm just lightly fusing the glass powder to the glass underneath. Now I say this is unconventional partly because of the process of the powder application. In fact, I'm grinding the glass myself. But also, these two glasses are not compatible, what we consider compatible. So I'm breaking the first rule of working with glass, which you're allowed to do when you've been working with glass for over 25 years. And you know inside out the other thing, which is what we call annealing, where the contraction rate of glass has to be the same to fuse it. But this is such a small amount of glass powder. It's very opaque, such a small amount. And to do with the composition of the softness of the glass, I can get away with that. And so then it would come out, and then I would do it again for a subsequent firing, so a subsequent layer. So these pieces, both of these pieces actually,